DJ Artistic. DJ Artistic. Something about
the West Coast. You know how we do it. Say that you got it all.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
Burn until the sun burns your eyes. Keep burning till it sets on the west side. Let's ride, just ride all night. Let's just ride. Just ride all night.
Got a ring pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Booze be jacking other booze, but then I'll be jacking mine.
Shot calling and big balling. Advance to the next level in the game.
I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
I'm good, I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good.
Doing hella shit at one time. My definition of happy man is fizzing, slipping lines. I'm in the building and I'm feeling like yee. R.I.P. to the Mac.
Wrong, wrong, and then check. Wrong,
wrong,
and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check.
Here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. We're going to go ahead and start the show. Was late today.
Yo.
I was late. I was late today. But we're going to start the show like this a little bit. Oh, you like that, huh?
I
want
to be saved. It's a classic. But I'm supposed to not like it.
Oh, no. Back in the day, I didn't really know what this song meant. But then I found out.
What should
I
say, huh?
Hey.
I wanna be saved.
It's 1993, and niggas need to miss me, be saving these hoes.
93.
I wonder if the East Coast was really slapping like this.
I don't know.
They didn't know about that like that.
They know E-40.
It was a lot of suckers back in the day.
They don't really know.
Oh, come on.
Anyways.
I remember this.
We're going to get it started today.
Yo.
And I wanted to get it started with that song.
Hey, you sing. Go ahead. Sing the part of I Want to Be Saved. Go ahead. Let me hear you.
Who?
Who?
Lynn.
No.
I'm a grown ass man. Yeah. We don't sing like that.
Oh, you're not going to say, you're not going to sing the
no,
thing?
That should be,
that should be your part.
Of course. You're not going to sing the chorus?
That should be my part.
That's a woman's part.
No. I'll sing something else.
You want to sing the male part.
I'm going to sing a whole nother song. Y'all trying to get me set up.
This is what it is.
You too good to say.
It's
I
want to
be saved.
Hey, this is what it is right here. This is what it is. My name is Aki Raw and Uncut.
Yo, this is Lynn Cass. Follow me on the Instagrams, LYN_CAZ. What up?
And once again, it's the every now and then drop-in co-host of what we call the Raw and Uncut Podcast Show, Jay Roman.
Appreciate
what
it.
We got for today, Akeem?
Hey, well, I appreciate it, but I what happened to the imperfectly perfect? I thought that was your thing.
Yeah,
well, we all now are imperfectly
perfect.
No,
you're just perfect now.
No,
huh?
I'm not perfect.
It's all
but
good.
I have things that I like, and I have things that, you know, I tolerate, and I have things I bow my head.
It's all good.
This is I'm going to sing what I like.
Well, that
this
got
is the
like
difference
really
between women and men. She's come with a full notepad. She's ready to go.
Yeah.
I have a segment to do, sir.
Oh, okay.
I have
to
be
right.
Prepared.
You're right. Yeah. So let's talk about it today. Why do loser men keep winning?
Why?
And so this is where I thought of this one was. This is, you know, I always talk a lot of shit.
What's the background
on
this?
So I equate it to, and we're going to include simps, and that's why I play Captain Save-A-Ho in this thing, too, because women really they really love simpish men. But they also love men that are losers that they have to take care of so they can always have something over their head.
Who said that?
And to feel better then. And so this is what it is, right? So we was talking about the last show about women with degrees are overrated and stuff like that, right? So this show, I wanted to really, like, let's break it down a little bit before they get their degree, all right? So this one is more of... You got that man that you see with a woman
right.
that's not providing financially.
Okay.
And he's not leading the household. He's really good with the kids. Like,
okay.
He's really good with the kids. He's
He got that going for him.
The yeah.
Rest is a struggle.
Yeah. But he's leading that, right? He's also leading the cooking and the cleaning, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's not burning the groceries, right?
Yeah, so okay. Yeah. So and then he's also intimidated by her, and a lot of it is that he's a loser, right? That's one situation. And a woman gets in that situation, have kids by him, regrets having kids by him, demeans him, disrespects him, talks bad to him, but to all of her homegirls. But yes, he still had kids by him, and still is with this man.
Okay.
Then you have the other scenario. Then you have a man that works every day, works extremely hard, very respectful, very attentive, religious maybe, good morals and values.
Okay.
But yet she doesn't want to follow him in a relationship. So she is really strong in a relationship, and I won't say strong because strong to me means something different. She has a real bad attitude in a relationship.
She has a strong will.
No. She has a real bad attitude in a relationship.
Okay.
And what she does is she tries to dominate and control this man, even though his heart is not strong enough to, lasso her in.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So then you have, those are two type of men that I feel like that lose in the game.
Okay.
Because the reason is because I believe that women, they want a strong man.
Right.
Now, they raise their sons to be weak. Not on purpose, but they raise their son to be weak. So these men get older and they talk about how these men are equal to them, are in a relationship with them that they don't really, they're not leaders, they're not strong. They talk about them. So then they end up having relations with men that they feel like that are strong.
Okay.
With men they feel like they should have been with.
So that's the side dude when they with the loser dude?
Yes.
Okay.
That more than likely is a side dude.
Okay.
Percentages show that women statistically are cheating more than men now. And the reason and a lot of the reason is because they say what?
Hold on.
They always give women excuses and saying they're unfulfilled. Right?
They're emotionally alone.
No. See, men, we just loser scumbag dogs.
Yeah, we don't know.
And
how to keep
we just horn
pants.
Dogs, right? We're just horn dogs. So all it is for us is just effing, right? Pretty much what 99%.
That's what you say.
That's what it is, right?
Okay.
But for a woman, it's just emotional, and he's just not fulfilling
her needs. Something is missing.
Yeah,
right?
Something is
missing. So I pose this question.
She's lonely.
I pose this question. Okay. Why do women have so many men that they shouldn't be with, and then when they leave them, blaming on the man that they are with, not their choices? Think about what I just said.
Yeah. I hear
crickets.
You. No, I hear you. I feel like if a person, you guys aren't going to like this because I'm going to just generalize it. I'm going to say any person who comes out of a relationship and doesn't look at themselves and what they can do better, where they went wrong, and they're shifting the blame or placing 100% on somebody else, they're not going to grow from it.
I have to stop you.
No, don't stop me. They're not growing from it.
No,
so
I
feel
you.
Like sometimes when people, and we're talking about women now, so sometimes when women are like emotionally stifled, right, they're not going to see the error of their own ways. They're just going to see, it's so easy to see what somebody else is doing to you. It's hard to see how you contribute to it. So I feel like that's where that comes from.
Okay.
But we're not the only one.
Okay, Lynn, let me ask you this simple question.
Yes, Jay.
Have you had friends or, women that you have known break up or have breakups in their relationships?
Of course. Yes.
And how many times they leave that relationship and said, girl, I could have did this better. Like, I was the reason why we broke up.
So first
bottom
you
line,
go through the
I could have been a better woman,
right?
Would have had a better result, which I need to learn from this situation so I can be better for the next guy.
I will say this. Sometimes it's not as verbalized. It's more like an internal thing. Sometimes self-reflection
situation. I'm
going to
use that next time I argue.
Yeah. It's a self-reflection situation.
I didn't verbalize it, but.
But I was feeling
know,
that.
I was
you don't
self,
know,
self-reflective.
But I was feeling that.
So
you
when do you know as a girlfriend so you guys can all learn and grow together? Because part of learning is seeing things through other people.
Of course. So at first when you go through a breakup, then you're like heartbroken. So you go through that oh, shit, I'm sad, I'm crying. So you try to build up your friends. You're not talking about, well, you could have done this because she's already down. So you don't kick her when she's down, right? But when she's like starting to get over it and she's like, I was thinking about that, and I'll ask my friends, was I wrong? They might not ask me, but I will volunteer, like, girl, don't you think you should have done this, you know what I'm saying? It happens. Y'all don't have to believe
okay,
it happens.
Okay,
it happens.
Okay.
So like
anybody listening to this show, please get on social media,
please
talk
understand
to this, talk to Akeem and tell me if it happens.
It doesn't happen.
It does happen.
And not only does it.
How do y'all
does,
know? Was women, y'all there? Y'all wasn't
the,
there.
Women wasn't are good. The worst yeah. with accountability.
Says him.
Says a lot of men.
No,
women
says
don't
you
like
right
being
now.
Wrong.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Women don't like being wrong.
Nobody likes being wrong.
I don't mind being wrong. It's part of being a man. You're going to be wrong. You're going to be a leader.
I'm going to tell you about be wrong.
So are you recording this, D? Did you hear what he said? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind
a mental
being
note,
I'm
and then we'll see
hey,
what happens.
I'm going to say it like this. Okay. I'm going to just say it like this. I don't know about all fellas. You're right. You can't say all. But I know about the group of guys that I've been around.
Right, right.
From the guys Your that squad. Really know me and don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Telling a story or not telling a story, I ain't seen one that was really like, hey, dog, you know, no matter what you did, it's okay. You know, would they be like, hey, you fucked up.
Okay. Like, it's not that we're saying you're
blank.
Okay.
This
we're just trying to build
did.
Her back up. We might not even talk about I might just bypass whatever she said if she's shifting all the blame on him at that point. You know what I'm saying?
But you're pacifying. She's crying, you're pacifying so. the moment there where she doesn't realize like to learn and grow. Because I believe
no,
a lot
do
of people
have those conversations,
don't learn from their past relationships.
A lot of
and
times,
they're doomed to repeat it
right.
over and over again and still blaming the other person.
That's true. But I feel like a lot of the times with my friends, we'll have those conversations while the relationships are happening. So if I've already told her that, I'm not going to, again, kick her when she's down.
So let me ask you, this, though.
It's not kicking her when she's down.
Yeah, if she's crying.
It's not kicking her. It's building her up, though.
So, Lynn.
Because truth builds you up. It makes you stronger.
So, let me ask you this. Have you ever had that one person that got away?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's been one.
No. Is there one? Not I'm sure there has. Is there? You see how you see kind of gray area that? Can we, this is a yes or no. Is there a yes, there's one who got away?
No.
So out of all these men.
All these
in
men.
Your life.
The million and three.
No matter if you was sleeping with them or not. No right, matter if you was dating them.
Right.
No matter if you was kicking it with them. No matter what it was. All of them wasn't right for you.
I mean, you know, there's a
I can't even say that.
For
I done,
a lifetime.
I done, in my life.
They were right in the moment. And
in my life, I done talked to a lot of work. I'm going to keep it all the way 100.
Okay.
Now, I'm not Will Chamberlain.
Work.
But damn it.
Meaning
if I was in the league, it would look like Will Chamberlain. Okay. So let me say this.
I'm in the league.
There's definitely women I can think of that I ruined their entire existence in life.
I try not to do that.
No. Because
maybe it's happened.
Because
I don't know.
This is who I was. I was a scumbag. I was a part of the scumbag crew.
See.
And the scumbags were scumbagging. That's what we were doing, right? Yeah, and it was just the culture.
Not
of
me. I was a nice guy.
You know what?
All the guys were laughing in agreement.
So, but
silent agreement.
No, but
okay.
what I'm saying to you is though.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
To really sit here and tell me the one person that nobody's gotten it. So all these men that you think back and you never said, you know what?
That one got
I was right. wrong for not making this right. I was wrong for not making this man happy as ever. I was totally. Have you ever been dumped? Have you ever been dumped?
Once, yes. And I'd still like. But
and you was okay with the dumping. You don't look back and say, what? Maybe that was did you ever get back with him?
Yes.
See, and that's you never was dumped.
Right.
So the thing was, I'm talking.
And then
about,
we broke up. The next time I was like, yeah, that needs to be over.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
See, that was a mutual thing.
Yeah, like, yeah. And that's the problem, man.
Actually,
for
you probably dumped him, which was probably cool the second time.
It's felt right.
Yeah.
So you was like, I could walk away now because I heard you.
I'm a man that don't go backwards. If it is a wrap, it is a wrap.
Ricket.
And I wish you nothing but the very worst.
Because you will always love them. Like,
so I wish you nothing
this.
But the very worst. I don't care
you
about your
worst.
Yeah, I don't care about none of your life and your relationship.
Yeah, I'm like, have a good life.
You don't
life.
Mind ruining lives. You're ruining lives and taking numbers. You know what I'm saying?
It was not about ruining lives. It was
you
about
said.
Giving them what they deserve. You treated me a certain way, I'm going to treat you.
You don't think that both parties deserve something in a relationship?
Okay, I feel like subconsciously that does happen. If you feel like, okay, well, you know, that's like a tit for tat situation in relationships, which does happen. Sometimes you'll be like, oh yeah? Oh, okay, well, I'm not going to do this because you wasn't feeling like doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that could happen on a
I'm going to tell you why it happens for men a lot.
Scale.
I'm going to tell you why it happens for men a lot.
Because
a lot of ladies don't take accountability. So you have to actually kind of show them what they're doing for them
so
to actually recognize
them. Like,
that hey,
like
I'm
you always got to
like
teach
a lot
woman.
Of times you can be like, hey,
okay,
you know what?
We teach each other.
No,
okay.
but as a man, yeah. as a man, we have to make sure we teach you guys, because right. if you guys are, because
you'll miss it
and you're not going to learn anything.
Look at the world right now. You guys have been untaught for years right now.
And you guys have been taught.
The structure.
Oh, my God.
Do you see WAP?
Do you see all these dudes running around with their pants down, showing their booty, and booties hanging out, and drawers hanging out? It comes from.
I can't hear nobody.
That comes from the raising from a woman.
Or?
The woman has raised him.
But is he not a man?
Gave him everything until he's 30.
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, baby, it's okay. I will get you a haircut. I know you're 27 years old.
No.
Get your own haircut.
I'm with you. Yes, get your Come own on. Haircut. I'll feel you on that.
I'm going to take it back to the original.
Men have to take accountability for who they... You can't call yourself a man and not take accountability for who you are, yes? You need to learn as well.
Yeah, we do learn.
Like, okay.
We learn from other men. Taught.
I'm going to sit you... No, I'm going to sit you and tell you this.
A man who learns from a fool is a wise person. A man knows that he can learn from... A woman and a man should know that I can learn something from anybody. I can
women
learn from
make
the
emotional
homeless person
decisions.
On the street.
It's hard for me to listen to women.
You know what I learned?
They're emotional.
You know what I learned?
Y'all are hella emotional.
I'm
going to
tell you what I learned.
Because they're raised by women.
Hella emotional.
I'm not going
to... Those are the ones who was raised by women.
No,
those
because
are the ones
you're
with father
human,
issues.
So you have emotions too.
Most men that are emotional have father issues.
I see. Maybe. This is very personal for both
sometimes,
of you.
No,
this
sometimes.
Oh, that's for real.
Sometimes they're just unbalanced. Sometimes you have a father in the home, and maybe he wasn't balanced either, so he didn't teach you the right way. It happens like that as well.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, okay.
It could be the blind leading the blind.
If I said, "Yeah, you're right." Now does that take away your learning what I'm about to teach you?
Absolutely not. We need to teach each other. That's what I said. It's a two-way
street. My thing is this.
It's not a
one-way.
This ain't downtown.
Why would we always mention when it's time to learn that you too have to learn? Because at that point, we just went on a whole tangent, and this happens in relationships a lot.
I just
and this
said
happens,
I learned from everybody.
And this is why, hold on. And this is why.
I learned something from this homeless dude
on
the street the other day.
Just
that's
a second.
Right.
We, and that's why in relationships.
Today is Lynn's day. Today is
a lot of ladies.
That's what it is.
Who don't get the learning. Because they want to go back to the equalness and be like, well, you need to learn this. Well, you just missed what I was trying to teach you. Because now we went on a whole tangent about who should be learning instead of actually getting
we
what you need to get.
We should be learning and growing together.
So that point
as
is made.
A couple.
Now, what was my point?
I don't even know what
exactly.
you're talking about.
That is my point right there.
I was distracted by Akeem. That's not my fault.
No.
Most
sorry
women are distracted because they can't verbally keep up.
I'm sorry.
A lot
you can't
of women
keep
cannot verbally keep
Stop
up
it.
With me. So what happens is they always go to name calling. They always go to, don't say nothing else to me.
I've never.
Walking away. I'm used to that. And I'll follow you all the way. Like, I will follow you.
I don't believe in calling people names. I believe in sticking to the topic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Nobody,
I don't even
called,
have to
nobody
get
called me names
to,
because I am not disrespectable.
Point.
Like, you know, you're not going to be disrespectful to me.
Disrespectable.
Yeah, you're not. I'm not disrespectable. Like, you're not going to be, as a woman, you know,
disrespect.
You better not disrespect me because this comes with consequences.
He's talking in general, y'all. He ain't talking to me.
And
he's
I ain't talking about
in general.
I ain't talking about physical. Oh, come on.
I know.
I'm talking about physical. I'm not
clear.
A physical
guy. I'm going to have to bring this back around. Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me finish this last point.
Have to bring it back around.
Let me finish this last point. I know we got off on a rant, but it was really involved because I'm so sick of women and non accountability.
How ladies don't take accountability.
Women can't be taught. We're unteachable.
So that's not what I said.
So let me say this. These dudes are out here winning because women, for one, they make terrible decisions. This is why they can't be leaders. The decisions they make with men. How do you not see this man not have a job? He's on the couch of his mother's house when you come in.
I would never choose a dude without a job. That's not attractive
to me. No. In general, y'all think
know.
Y'all can say, I'm talking about group-wise. Let's not go I.
But I'm thinking about my friends.
One experience is not the whole experience. So what I'm saying to you is women, I'm speaking in general, women go to save men because they're nurturing. But then also, they have father issues. So they want to build this man up, mold him. Into what they feel like he should be.
Potential.
And then complain what he's not.
Girl, take a guy with a potential.
He is the same guy that cannot even go to an interview without wearing jeans. Because he's unaware of how to make himself valuable.
Right.
He has no self-worth in the relationship. And and in my scumbag days, I knew it. I knew when you was a woman and your man wasn't stuff, just drop. And when he dropped you off and he didn't have a job.
And he's dropping you off in your car.
Why is he dropping you off and he doesn't have a job?
That's a good question.
Like baby boy.
Right.
Dropping you off. And I was like, you know what? Oh, she getting dropped off?
That was crazy.
Oh, you know what that means.
And he was cheating with the coworker.
You know what that means. Okay. She's open for delivery. She's open.
For delivery.
Because she doesn't understand her work. And it takes a great leader.
Well, he just dropped her off with me for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I got a car on the job.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and let you know what it is.
What is it?
A woman. And I want you to be honest with, okay, Lynn, I want you to be real honest and just say this from the bottom of your heart. And then we will only mention this one time. I believe that every woman wants to be told what to do from their man.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm so happy you agree with that.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Not any man makes you a non-feminist
in my eyes.
Oh.
You graduated. You have your non-feminist certificate now.
Not any man.
I didn't know I was enrolled, but thank you.
Not any man. The one you're attracted to, the one you're with. You want him to be like, you know what? Hold on.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's strength.
Balls up. I like that.
Because so how are these dudes winning, though?
Because
it don't sound like they're winning.
They are winning.
The couple has low self-esteem.
This is how they're winning.
How are they winning?
Most of these women are actually pretty good for men that actually have their stuff together. But these men make them feel like that we ain't shit either. We all in the same category. These dudes are living off these women, ain't paying no bills,
right.
Eating for free, getting in the car, driving, partying every night. She buying them clothes.
All they have to do is watch the kids.
Haircut, yeah, he got kids by her.
And cook.
I mean, and all he's doing is hanging out. Now, that's winning to him. And in the population of the world, there's 37, 40-year-old men out partying every week still living at grandma's house, right?
What I'm saying to you is,
these are the same men getting the draws, because there are lonely women in this world that says, you know what?
Yeah.
I have to be with him because the good men don't want me
to be alone.
No. Because the good men don't want
anybody
me.
Get the draws to.
Do a woman ever realize that good men like, do you understand, Lynn, or do you really feel like in your heart? Like, I don't know how women feel.
Okay.
If you've seen Idris Elba.
Okay.
He was single. You were single.
Right.
And do you believe that you have an opportunity with Idris Elba your lifestyle right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
With your lifestyle right now.
Right now, at this moment.
You hear that confidence?
I do.
This is from confidence from a woman who's been got at probably several times in her life, right?
Right.
So this thing about a woman that has not been gotten at a lot in her life, and her life is effed up.
No, I get it. Yeah.
So now you're looking at effed up. So now you're looking at a woman that views someone like myself, because I'm statistically, status wise, I my resume is quite nice, right?
Right, it's impressive.
So what I'm saying is impressive. Thank you. So what I'm saying to you is that, like, to her, she looks at somebody like me, like, I don't have a chance in the world.
Right.
So you know what? I'm gonna drive past this poverty neighborhood and see a man at the bus stop.
I'm going to the bus stop.
And I'm going
who's
to pick
sucking
him
on a
up.
Lollipop.
I'm going to pick him up, and I'm going to make him comfort me in my own loneliness.
Yeah.
And this man just hit the jackpot,
so because that's separate
he knows his status.
He's winning.
That's separate than the simpish dude.
No. That's a simpish dude part.
So you talk about the dude that ain't really got nothing.
He knows his part, yeah.
Getting with somebody and just kind of living
off. That's the benefit. So the simpish dude does not really realize that he's a simp. Most simps don't realize they're simps. They don't be like, they don't be like, oh, you know, I'm a simp, man. So, you know, this is what simp do.
Right.
They don't do that. So they're in a relationship thinking a woman is faithful. Thinking a woman is legitimately a good woman.
I'm not
And he's
say
going
she's
all
not.
Out the way. He's buying her plants instead of flowers.
I've seen your face.
He's buying plants because he don't want to buy flowers because the love never dies, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So he think he's doing all the stuff, romantic, you know, all the
seasoning the food.
Running her bubble bath.
Got the rose petals on the bed for her. Right. He's out there laying
but
it out, right?
He's just taking care of his woman, man.
Yeah, he's taking care of his woman.
No, I'm just saying that most dudes would be like, I'm not going to judge the dudes right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play the devil advocate right now.
He is the simp.
And say, what's wrong with me taking care of my woman?
I like that. Especially
if she appreciates it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But let
me tell you what a simp line
and
comes
she
in at.
Reciprocates.
The simp line is that she never does the reciprocation. She never does any of that.
Not fully.
And not only
she's
that,
selfish.
In my scumbag days, she used to tell me about the night she just had with you.
Oh.
as we're waking up. So this is what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute.
Talking about the calluses on my hand.
So her man's at home, but she's waking up with you? Like, how is that?
Of course, because
he took a nap in the daytime?
Because he's a simp, and he believes he got to have dinner ready on time. He believes he got to have everything set up for her. She doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't want that. She wants a silverback. And she's with the silverback, but the silverback disvalues her.
All right, Lynn.
The silverback disvalues her.
Hold on,
she's
King.
Not shit.
Hold on, King. You know, you've been writing notes, Lynn.
Oh. I've been talking about what the notes were about. I was just, you know, saying that energy seeks its own level. So if there's a
little energy. Oh, my God. The Maya Angelou of the show.
Energy. Yes. Okay.
We got poems in here.
We have a poem. Go ahead. That's all it is. Like the energy that you have inside of you, that sets the level of the energy of the person that you attract. So if I'm not really feeling that confident within myself, I'm gonna
challenge that today.
Okay, you can, but let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
First, I finished. Well, we didn't get back to it?
No, we never did.
Go ahead, finish.
But that's okay. I ain't tripping over that. Okay. I just wanted to pause you for a little bit.
You gonna let me finish like Kanye?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that what I'm saying is,
I'm glad you took accountability for that.
Yeah.
I was testing you.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, I don't need an apology.
As long as you learn from it. Go ahead and continue.
And what have... Okay, all right. I was going to say, what have you learned? But we'll get back to that part next, okay?
Right. Wow.
Anyways, so if I'm not feeling that confident within myself, even if it's subconscious, I'm going to attract somebody who has that same vibe because water seeks its own level. You can believe it or not, but that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
So you mean to tell me a very successful woman
doing her thing?
Even if
she's successful on the outside, doesn't mean that she has a lot of self-worth. It doesn't mean that she loves herself. She might have just focused her energy
daddy issues.
Getting a good, it could be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It could be. There's something.
You ever hear anybody say mother issues?
Yes. My ex had a lot of mother issues.
I really want to break down what you just said. I really want to break down what you just said.
Yeah.
So everybody that attract the ain't shit about person ain't shit themselves.
I'm not saying that they're not shit, but I'm going to say
But that's
that
the energy you're saying. You're saying that there's people that have a career inside, they ain't shit. And they are attracting some ain't shit people.
Right. They are settling for less because they feel like they deserve it on some level. It could be conscious. It could be subconscious. But that's why we do
So wouldn't that go back to the point that y'all choose wrong?
Everybody can make wrong choices. And yes, sometimes we do. Because we are, that's our
and
power
so
as a woman.
Learn,
we get to choose
when do
who
you
we
learn and
with.
Have your girlfriend say, girl, you've been choosing wrong.
Sometimes you need to not choose. Sometimes you need to learn to love yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to do. Well, if you keep choosing the same type of dude over
your girl,
and over
your girl
again,
ain't going to be lonely. Like, you know your girl's not going to be lonely. She looks pretty good.
She might
still
have a
shit.
Side dude that she can visit from now.
No,
and
no, no,
again.
No, no. She looks pretty good. She
you know
ain't
what I'm
about
saying?
Shit.
But that doesn't mean she has to be with
she
him.
She done with her third
her
relationship, and she's at the club again fishing. Okay, and she's gonna catch something because she looks good, but inside she ain't about shit. Like what you've been saying. So now here she is on her fourth relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know your girl ain't about shit. She attracted ain't shit dude. They breaking up now.
Okay.
When do you tell your girl, yo? You ain't about shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to raise yourself up,
mm-hmm.
do something different for you so you can start attracting a better
guy. We have those conversations.
They don't do that. They go drink mimosas.
We have that conversation over mimosas.
Tequila. How often do you have those conversations?
It happens normally between relationships. Normally before, it's like, she's like,
y'all have an intervention? All the girls get together?
No. Because all the girls don't even trust each other enough to tell all their business. Like, it's a one-on-one situation.
How do you have friends where y'all don't trust each other?
No, I'm going to say that sometimes you might have a friend that you can talk to about certain things, but you know that they might not be able to even understand where you're coming from. So if I feel like you're not going to understand the conversation, I'm not going to give it to you.
Wow, that's
you know,
a whole
other
level.
Yeah, you know, man, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't.
I done told some of my closest homies, hey, dog, you're not really shit.
Yeah.
No, I have, like, I know who I can talk to about certain things, and I will go to them. Like, if there's about four women that I...
You go to the high five buddies.
No.
The one who's going to high five you every time you're wrong.
The ones that tell me the truth, because that's what I like. And I will look at myself. I'll be like, yo,
all right, Lynn,
I probably shouldn't have.
I need you to definitely text me or Jay Roman. Text me or Jay Roman now. So I need you to, we're going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
If you want the real truth.
Was I wrong? Well, what did you actually do? You know, not the sugarcoated version.
Yeah, we don't.
But the real version.
We don't want to hear that.
I can't even think of a scenario. Let me think.
So
Let me think.
But it happens. It happens.
Of course it happens. Like
it happens in relationships.
Yes, they'll
just
be
like when two
things.
People have an argument and one mm-hmm. person tripping and then another person comes in, blah, 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 and then they say something and they do something and then now the other person's tripping, right?
Yes.
And then the person looks like, why are you, you know, well, you was just tripping.
Yes, it happens.
All right, so that's why I had to bark a little bit.
It happens, but in those situations, like when I calm down, because in the heat of the moment, it's hard to see that sometimes you just need a timeout so you can reflect. But in the heat of the moment, like you're pissed.
Now, do you speak to yourself inside and be like, yes. Well, I was kind of
tripping.
Sometimes
I'll speak to myself inside when it's happening, so, like, girl, stop.
Stop barking at him because he's about to bark back.
Relax.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I will go to, like, especially my very best friend. I'll be like, girl, was I tripping? And then I'll tell her, and she'll be like, yeah, sis. Now, you know you was tripping. You know you do this, this, and this. And I'm
so,
like,
so
yeah.
You went back and said, you know what? My bad.
Yeah, I will apologize.
I was tripping.
Yes, I will apologize. If I feel like I'm wrong and I can see it, I will acknowledge it and I will apologize for it. And
I'm
going
to take a moment to speak
to
ladies. I'm going to take this moment to speak to some ladies real quick.
But it took a minute to get to this point. This didn't happen
yesterday.
And
hold on, man. Let me give you some props right now. A lot of ladies mm-hmm. who were on the verge of a relationship did not apologize and that relationship failed. So the ability to apologize is big. And I will tell you right now, not a lot of ladies apologize. And you can't ask the ladies for that. You can ask the dudes for that.
Because right.
We're the ones dealing with you.
That's
and so
true.
We
That's
don't
true.
Hear a lot of apologies for basic little stuff
right.
from the ladies.
Yeah, no, definitely I will apologize, especially if I know I'm tripping.
And that apology means something because it means you're taking accountability for your part in whatever. Yeah. Not my part, your part.
But I feel like the biggest apology also is trying to change your behavior because it's one thing to be like, acknowledge it, but if I keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's still going to damage the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
if I know that it's wrong. So,
yeah. I'll pack your stuff up real quick.
Not my stuff. I ain't going nowhere. We in it to win it.
Nah, that's not my style. I'll get it packed. Home Depot got my secret order already on file.
Just pull up and get your box.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I get that Roman special? Okay.
So real quick, before we change subject and go into the lens span, I just want to say it again.
Okay.
I want to say it again. I do believe that those gentlemen are winning. When it comes to those women that are more valuable than them, but they are with him and they are with him and they are unhappily with him the whole entire time.
Okay.
And it continues to happen. Like when you see so many men that's with high level women, but these dudes just women. And I know some men just got straight Mac, right? You know, it's just going to happen. And they'll play it all the way out. You know, and congratulations, brother. Right. But the majority of women make bad choices, so they are with these men.
Right.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's our power is, you know, we get to choose who we want to be with. And I feel like a lot of times we need to exercise it more wisely, you know. And we have to look beyond just, like, the physical attraction and make sure there is some, like, deep compatibility there. But it takes time. Like, you know, take our time. Don't rush into relationships. And I'm talking to myself because I'm an Aries. I love to rush into stuff. Don't rush into stuff. Like, take your time. You know what I'm saying? Really get to know first yourself. Right? And then get to know the other person. And, you know, make sure that you feel like it's going to be a good fit. And then, you know, try your best when you're in it.
Bro, that's
do your best. Do your best.
Take accountability.
All right, let's go. Let's get into it. Right now, we have a segment called Lynn Spin. Let's get into it.
Rick it. Okay. Rick it. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the applause, y'all. I'm so happy to be here. Okay, so there's a little situation, and it's basically what's done in the dark always comes out in the light.
Here we go.
Currently, there is the first black sheriff elected in Clay County in Florida, Daryl Daniels, who was arrested. He was elected in 2016, but he's facing a third-degree felony for allegedly tampering with evidence and misdemeanor charges of falsifying reports because when his wife found out about the side chick, he had her arrested.
Who was this?
This is the sheriff, Daryl Daniels. In Clay County, the first black sheriff in that particular county, he was with his side chick for a good 6 years. She was his subordinate. He was in charge of the jails when she started working there. Mm-hmm. When she was 21, he was 48. They mm-hmm. started having an entanglement. Mm-hmm. The entanglement was, they were 2 years into the entanglement, and then she got married. He was at the wedding. He gave a speech at the wedding.
Yeah.
6 years into the entanglement, the wife finds out. And okay. instead of him, I guess, taking accountability, right? That's what we were talking about earlier, taking accountability. He ended up telling the wife, you know, some stuff, and then getting the mistress arrested. He told the mistress to meet him at their usual hookup spot. When she got there, he called his deputies and said he was being stalked and had her arrested. She was arrested. They detained her, but they couldn't. I don't know how it went. They took her to the prison, but they couldn't really lock her up. So they kept her for 6 hours and then they released her. She ended up resigning. In the midst of this, he is running for his second bid at sheriff. So, he ended up getting arrested. So, of course, he didn't become sheriff. This came out like they investigated him for a year, but this came out 5 days before the election. So, you know, needless to say. Right. So his
thing
is
wife got her arrested.
No, he did.
He did. He like, oh, babe, I'm sorry I got caught. I'm going to arrest her.
Mm-hmm.
You suck.
They set her
I'm
up.
I'm going to arrest my side
what
chick.
What part of the game is that?
That's what I wanted to know. How he's far do you sucker. Go to get rid of your side chick? Like, what? So when finds out.
No, but he's a sucker because at that point when you're just caught, right? Like, it's just, yes. it happens. But the thing is that at that point, like, you're still in control of your own life. Nobody controls your soul. Okay. So for you to be like, you want me to get this woman arrested? I mean, you got the game fucked up.
Because partly of that was had to be driven by the wife.
Well, the wife wanted to link up with her, you know. She was, you know. She
See, why is the wife so mad at her? Why
because
is the
she
wife
was with her husband?
No.
There was something missing in their relationship somebody, that she wasn't fulfilling, right?
Exactly, because she
because,
wasn't doing
because,
something right.
Because that's the same thing a woman would say
that's
to a man.
That's how he was feeling, apparently. I think he wanted him a little young, tenderoni, you know.
Well,
what
something
saying?
Was missing
and
in their relationship.
With the young. Sometimes it's due how they move.
So he went
he
elsewhere.
He wanted a whippersnapper.
So let me ask you this, though.
You said the relationship lasted for 6 years.
The side relationship. The side relationship.
So again,
more than marriages. Like, if somebody did something to, like, my woman, that's not my woman. That's his woman.
She belongs
she
to
was
the street.
And, I don't need to call him. Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, we need to talk, man. Go ahead and go outside.
I'm wondering.
No, I don't have no reason to call this man.
I
get it.
Dude,
get
honestly,
it.
Tell me if she did this with you.
He's a sucker for that.
Yeah. No, it happened. He admitted to it. He admitted to the affair, but he was like, you know what? This is a conspiracy. They're trying to come against me and my election, and I didn't tamper with the evidence. I didn't try to set her up to get arrested. But clearly it was an abuse of power because she wasn't stalking him. Like, there's no evidence to support that at all. There was, what I'm saying? So, yeah. Right. So he was bugging.
That's pretty fucked up, too. For 6 years, too?
Six years.
That means for 6 years of years, whatever, man. You know, that's how you going to end it.
That's how you end
you know,
it.
No soft kiss on the forehead. Goodbye.
Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
You know, nothing like that.
No.
Well, damn.
Nah,
she
man.
Chose wrong.
That I ain't gonna lie. That's a pretty good story.
Oh, and he gave her over $30,000 in the process.
He's a simp.
I forgot to say that part. That's
he's a sucker simp. See,
that's important.
That was his.
I don't give a damn.
Hold on.
He was invested in the relationship.
Hold on. 6 years.
Six whole years.
You know they on vacation together.
They definitely went on vacation together.
You know they chilling together. For 6 years, that's his little relationship on the side.
Dude, I don't think I spend $30,000 in any relationship all combined right now.
Damn.
Out of all my relationships in my life.
But he's a sheriff, so he's like, hey, baby, 30 you want
grand?
That?
Got that cheddar.
What does she do when she come home with the gift?
I don't know.
They give him bonuses at work.
Right. I don't know. She telling him about things that need to get paid.
I'm the sheriff
just
of the day.
I don't know. I think her husband ended up divorcing her too, though.
You think he ended up divorcing her?
I would hope. I would have divorced the hell out of her.
We got any more? Is that it?
Yeah, we got one more.
Okay, what's up next for the Lynn's
Movie? Okay, so then the next thing is Mr. Let It Burn himself. Yeah, Mr. Let It Burn. Usher will be taking it nice and slow in Vegas, bringing all his confessions with no limit. He is starting his Vegas residency, and it's going to be in 2021. So basically, they're going to be doing, because, you know, the whole COVID thing, he will headline a Las Vegas residency at Coliseum at Caesars Palace opening Friday, July 16th, 2021. And shows will be limited and only allow 4,300 seats. And he's going to be basically singing all his hits for the next last 20 years. So at this point, you
I ain't
going
to lie. So he's in Vegas?
He's going to be in Vegas.
I'm about to check that out.
I love me some like, Usher.
That ain't a bad show.
No, I'm like, I'm glad you're here on the show, because I would have read that and just moved right past it. Like, no. Oh, Usher
but
Vegas.
But now that I go to Vegas, okay. I'm going to be looking for the Usher show.
Right.
You know.
So my thing is like, am I going to go to Vegas to be going to Vegas, or am I going to Vegas to see Usher?
He's I'm also not going to Vegas to see Usher. I'm going to Vegas to have fun in Vegas. And Usher is a part of the fun in Vegas.
Yeah, like I
going
agree.
To see I'm not going crew. Just for... Uh-huh. for I'm going to the Raiders stadium too. I can't stay in the Raiders, but I'm going to the stadium. I'm going to have a good time.
Right.
Yep.
I love a wax museum as well. I know it's corny, but you know, I like to do it all. Yeah, so he'll be there. Oh, yes. Got that good, Janet.
So I wanted to go ahead and slow it down a little bit. It's our final thoughts. And I only put this on because Lynn was complaining. She's complaining that we didn't put on no Janet.
I know.
This is the Janet.
Last time I went to Vegas,
I think every single man can relate to this song. Not too many women's songs we can actually relate to, but you know what, Janet? Shout out to you.
Yes, salute to the queen.
Anytime in any fucking place. Boy, what we got? What are your final thoughts?
Okay, so my final thought I would like to start with, life is very interesting, and we should always be developing, we should always be learning, and we should always be growing, and we shouldn't limit that to I can only learn from a man, or I can only learn from a woman, or I'm a woman, I can't take advice from a man, right? Because then you hinder your own progress. Same with, you know, I'm a man, I can't learn from a woman. Like, no, be open, because God will use anybody to help you learn and to help you grow and to get you where you need to be in order to live your greatness. So, and also, if you find yourself in repeating situations where, you know, the energy isn't right, then maybe you need to just pull back, start meditating, get your energy all the way together, and then, like, raise your level of attraction. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll be in a situation where you want to be on that anytime, any place, and not complaining to your friends about the things that happen behind closed doors, because that's private. And that's all I want to say.
So again, you're just trying to check us from the show. Then.
I'm not trying to check y'all. That's what I'm thinking. Finally, that's my final thought.
That's her final thoughts.
So all right, we'll live with that.
Appreciate y'all.
I go a little upbeat. Go a little upbeat. What we got, Jay Roman?
I don't know, man. I think you'd be doing some pretty good jobs on this music, man.
I agree. Today,
pretty good job, man. Your music library is pretty deep, man.
He was late because he was getting his shit together.
Yeah, he's getting that music together. Tell me what you like. Yeah. All right, listen. For me, I'm gonna just talk to the fellas a little bit. Yeah, I do believe everybody needs to be accountable for themselves.
Right.
And I believe as a leader of a household and a family, you're going to lead in all things. And part of that is how to talk to each other, how to be vulnerable for each other and open to each
Hit
other.
Hit the applause button on that
and,
one.
And to me, you have to set the tone.
Yes.
As a leader. So if something happens, I'm a lead and say, I'm sorry. That was my fault. Whatever. At the same time, I'm not going to say, well, what about you in this?
Exactly.
Because now I am no longer taking accountability.
Exactly. Right.
I'm trying to even it up.
You're shifting.
And equal it up.
Right.
So I don't have to really, really focus on what you are saying.
I agree.
And so as we lead and do that, I expect for that to transition and be an example for all under that household.
It's inspirational.
So now when I come to you and I say, hey, what's up with this? I want you to take accountability, because that to me is showing me that you can accept and learn from whatever situation
right.
and move on from there. And I think a lot of times we get stuck not taking accountability, and that begins to lie to ourselves.
Yes.
We lie to
ourselves about relationships. We lie to ourselves about what we're doing in a relationship. And then when it ends, we lie to ourselves once again on why it ended.
He's preaching
so
right now.
So we have to start learning from all our examples. But guess what? I'd rather us not break up. You learn right now because I'm teaching you something.
Right.
And then shift yourself and start to apply what we just learned so we can be in this relationship.
That's
this relationship don't have to end for you to learn.
Yes.
You just need to listen.
Right.
That's my final thought right there.
And I appreciate that. And I want to dedicate this. I want to dedicate this song right here to all the men. When I was a scumbag and I laid up with your woman. And I just wanted to say I appreciate you being that weak man. But now it's time. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to understand that to be a better man is the only way you're going to be successful. Never let a woman validate you. Never make her feel like she is the greenest grass ever. The grass is fucking greener. Especially if she's not acting right. Somebody said on Twitter to me that was crazy as hell. They said something so crazy that I had to call them out. And we was actually pretty cool on there, too. This man said this.
What did he say?
Because Dre's wife is asking for $2 million for prenup a month, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, she's a sucker, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, he got on there and said it is cheaper to keep her. And I said, I can't believe you said. Use a simp for that. Because let me tell you something. Every penny is worth your sanity. Every single penny is worth your sanity. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. If she's a trash can, bucket, hot garbage woman, there's no way that you stay with this woman. No way. I don't care. Yeah. As a man, you're a weak man if you stay with a woman that does not complete you. If she's out there doing her thing, if she wants to be with scumbags like my ex-self, you make sure you leave this woman.
Love yourself.
There's 19 women to one.
Damn.
Black women. There's 26 black women to one black male. And for a black woman to cheat on a black male is almost a crime.
Sound like y'all need to learn.
So let me say this to you men out there that's being cheated on by scumbags. You are a weak man if you allow this to happen. I need y'all to understand that it is time for you to take your rightful place as a king in society today. Do not allow these women to make you feel like the whole world is supposed to revolve around them because they got fake nail and hair and some ass.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Again, this is Akeem. Raw and uncut. Hey, last thing. I want to say this, man. Like the last show we put out again, I don't really like talking about numbers. But again, like we had a successful show that I cannot believe that the numbers within the first 2 to 4 hours was excellent. So I'm going to say to y'all, man, I really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all continue to do y'all thing.
Thank y'all.
And this is Raw on the Cut. I came. Anything else y'all got to say before we get about it?
We love y'all. Thank y'all for listening.
This was a new one. A lot of the energy was in this one here.
Yeah.
It was pumped up. I felt it. I was sitting back here in the passenger seat, like looking at y'all.
You know what? Because I felt a little way today. I was feeling the way
both of y'all
week.
Felt a little way.
Hey, but this is Raw.
But it's real. Raw and uncut.
Hey, we got Jay Roman. We got Lynn.
Yes.
Hey, we out.
Shut the shower. Gotta stay fresh. Take about an hour. Gotta get dressed. Your boy's so clean. Both of them on. I got them blue jeans. Fresh pair of shades. House on my wrist. Sock to the drawers. Your boy stay fit. I'm ready. Can nobody tell me nothing. Hit the noise. Hit that pedal, turn that wheel. Push that button, make it all disappear. Phone gets ringing, hit the Bluetooth.